So why are some CIOs now saying cloud cybersecurity is not such a big issue?
Well, this is was one of the biggest themes that emerged from the Amazon Web Services conference yesterday. Cloud computing isn't all that difficult in many ways and could be actually more secure than the usual client server setup that many agencies are using now. Gus Hunt is the CIA's chief technology officer.
The advantage of elasticity, which turns the entirety of your security into a gigantic shell game. The ability to re-image with either when workloads scale up or down, elasticity, or to re-image periodically with intent to completely wipe and then restart a complete machine with something that is guaranteed out of your vaulted set of images allows you to have very high confidence that you've not had and you're not hooked. Mm-hmm. In other words, you basically turn yourself into a polymorphic surface to which the attack guy has a much tougher guy getting at. Mm-hmm. That ultimately is the real key advantage, I believe, in cloud computing to drive security and make things much better for us across the board.
Now, he talks about elasticity. That's the idea that cloud computing, you can add more servers, decrease the number of servers. That's really one of the major benefits of cloud. And what basically Gus Hunt is saying there is that because you can change servers and move your data from server to server to server, the bad guys are always maybe a step behind. Now, he says the CIA is not yet using this approach, but will in the near future. Others say securing cloud computing is like securing any other technologies because you're really trusting a third party. I mean, it's what agencies do now. They trust Microsoft, Cisco, Juniper, you name them, hardware software providers. Khawaja Shams is NASA Jet Propulsion Lab's senior solutions architect. He says JPL worked closely with Amazon about how to secure the cloud.
One of the things that we learned when we started talking to Amazon early on about cloud computing was there's a separation of concern. And it's important to understand the separation of concern because it helps us focus on where our responsibilities are. And in the Amazon environment, they have to ensure that the hypervisor is secure. They have to ensure that there isn't any cross-hypervisor attacks. That's their set of responsibilities. And they have to ensure that only packets routed for my virtual machines are given to me, and I'm not able to snoop on other people's data. But everything above the hypervisor, the operating system, the file system, the applications, that's my responsibility. And that is the organization's IT security team's responsibility to ensure that the applications that we're deploying on these systems are actually secure.
About the hypervisor, that's a very fancy way of saying the machines, the actual machines that Amazon is running, the servers. So anything on those servers, in front of those servers is what Amazon's responsibility. Anything behind those servers, meaning the operating systems, the applications, is the agency's responsibility. Now, Shams says JPL is using a secure, hardened virtual Amazon machines that they can turn off unnecessary services, encrypt files, do system logging to find out which data in and data out. And all of this is really very similar to what they can do on their own data center. And they're just moving it from their data center, the NASA one, to the Amazon one in terms of the requirements.
So then, Jason, what are some agencies doing to secure data in the cloud?
There's several things that are going on because I think that agencies have been paying a lot of attention to this over the last year and a half or so. At the CIA, for instance, the goal is to build what Gus Hunt calls security as a service, build once, use many times. At the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, Todd Myers is the chief technology advisor. He says there are actually some new DoD standards that are going to make it easier to secure cloud technology based on the risk at any given moment. And at the General Services Administration, you know, they're pretty far ahead when it comes to using cloud services. They're using one-time tokens to secure access to their emails as a service in the cloud. Casey Coleman is GSA's CIO.
It's a similar concept to that RSA token that has a rotating set of random numbers that you enter. In this case, it is on request based on your need to get to your email environment from a device that's not a government-furnished laptop or BlackBerry. So you can set up in advance your personal email, your voicemail, can have SMS text sent to your BlackBerry or your smartphone. And with that, you can use that one-time use token along with your user ID and password to log in and create a user session in your email environment.
Now, Coleman adds, GSA spent a lot of time looking at how best to offer this secure mobile access to the cloud. That's one of the biggest benefits of moving GSA employees' email, calendar, contacts out to the agency, out of the agency data center into Google's data center. What's very interesting is at the event yesterday, I was tweeting about GSA, and one of the GSA employees responded saying, "Hey, this works great." And that was very interesting because that was one of those things that can only happen in the Twitterverse where you get a reaction right away. Now, NASA Shams says security actually gets easier and better because of the cloud, in his opinion, because what he says, they can create a software or what they call an API to do a single data call. And agencies can get an inventory of all the servers that are running, all the internet ports that are allowing traffic to flow through them, and other information to give chief information security officers better cyber situational awareness.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, we've heard a lot about cloud computing. A lot of agencies have moved email. What are they doing besides email?
There's a lot of cloud activity out there, and I don't think as much as people realize, because it's far from just the email, that low-hanging fruit. Let me give you an example. The National Institutes of Health has moved what they call their PubMed site to the cloud. This is a huge research data store where they're sharing with universities and other academics medical data. They've also moved their 1,000 genome project to the cloud, and that's, again, shared data among researchers. Dom Press is the systems head for NIH's National Center for Biotechnology Information. He says cloud plays a big role for NCBI, as the amount of data downloaded per day has increased to 26 terabytes. Now, Priest says for the 1,000 genome project, NCBI received a request to put 200 terabytes of data in the cloud, and the agency did that with Amazon.
It enabled other people, not NCBI, but enabled universities and other organizations to create their own genomic analysis pipelines. We can now have people all around the world, not necessarily at a large university like MIT or Stanford, someplace with large connections to the internet. We enable people from anywhere in the world to create their own genomic pipelines, test out hypotheses, and work with the data. And the way we look at this one is this was low-hanging fruit. It's very easy. You could take a data set, you can copy it up into Amazon S3, make it available. One of the nice things with this as well, though, is Amazon does support the concept of a public data set where you can apply to this if you have a data set which is of interest to large numbers of people, and they'll provide free storage and access to that data.
Now, at the Department of Health and Human Services, at their program support center, many of their administrative functions are moving to the cloud. Tim Stitely recently left as the Director of Administrative Operations at the Program Support Center. Now, this office is very similar to what you see at GSA or the National Business Center Interior. It provides IT acquisition, financial management services to agencies for a fee. Now, Stitely, who's leaving to join the private sector, says the apps on the cloud are going through testing now and should be live by December.
It was really something that we wanted, that when we had spikes, that we could spin up the infrastructure that we needed, and when we didn't have those spikes, we could scale it down to where we needed to be. And again, multiple vendors in a single shared space, that's a very ongoing concern about PII and such like that. The great news is that Amazon has been working very closely with us and continues to do so to make sure that we can meet the requirements and get the CNA of the application that we have, as well as our environment. And again, infrastructure as a service. One of the gaps, and this is where it goes back to using the right SIs and the right partners, is having that ability to have staff to manage the instances themselves, especially when you're working in an environment like what we've built, where we have multiple partners trying to build multiple pieces of our service and be able to have the handoffs and seamlessly go.
Now, GSA's Coleman says the agency is also looking to store documents in the cloud in the coming months. She says the agency will start with living documents, you know, those that are changed often, like spreadsheets or presentations, and then move toward more permanent documents. She says actually it's part of GSA's mobile workforce effort, and they plan to get it going over the next year, so as the agency's headquarters in Washington are being finished and being renovated, they can start, when they move back in, they're going to have fewer spaces for people, more telework, need access to those documents. Now, there's plenty of others going on. CIA is looking at putting unclassified data on the public cloud and actually using a private cloud for classified data, and even looking at DISA and even maybe a managed service offering by a vendor. So obviously a lot of action going on. Some of it's pretty basic. Other is getting more complex when it comes to cloud computing. But I think the message was clear at the conference yesterday. Security isn't as hard as any other system. Let's be clear, it's not easy. Cybersecurity is never easy. But the goal is to have the business owners, the acquisition, the legal, other stakeholders all involved in that decision to move to the cloud from the beginning. It becomes much more doable, and the benefits are much more clear.